Now, a once sweet deal between South Africa and the EU for local citrus exports has gone sour. Stricter controls at EU ports could leave lasting damage for South Africa's citrus industry. South Africa's citrus growers are now waiting for intervention from the World Trade Organization as half a billion rand worth of oranges lose their shelf life in containers stuck at the European ports. We chat to Dion Hubert, who's the Citrus Growers Association Special Envoy for Market Access. Dion, welcome to the Money Show. Firstly, how are the citrus growers dealing with the situation at the current moment?
Good evening, and thank you for taking an interest and allowing us in your show. So we really appreciate this, your time. Well, the point is that we've been exporting to Europe for more than 100 years very successfully, and we put a large portion of the import, the counter-season citrus, on the European consumers' table. So it's a very popular product. It's been growing dramatically, and we've got a very impressive risk management system to mitigate any risk of any pest, which we're extremely proud of. Highly effective, so if you measure countries against countries, South Africa is by far the most prominent and the most successful in mitigating these risks. So there is something in place. What the EU has done is they've just, out of the blue, they've created another barrier to entry, another cold treatment, additional to the one that's already there, plus all the inspections and sprays and whatever, to make it extremely difficult and costly for us to export. And the worst of the thing is it was introduced right in the middle of the season, which implied that they, in normal trade terms, you would allow someone 6 months before you implement a new regulation or a new set of rules. In these cases, they published on the 21st of June, and they wanted execution on the 24th, which is diabolical and just disruptive and punitive. So really, really bad. But we complained like, you know, as best we can, that the Department of Agriculture and Trade Ministry came to our rescue, and they discussed it with the EU. So we're working through those stuck containers. We should get the last of them out this week or next week. And then the subsequent issue you're referring to is to deal with this, what we would call disproportionate and unfair and discriminative measure in WTO terms. And the Minister of Trade and Industry, Mr. Patel, was filed for what we call consultations and a dispute, and that needs to be addressed in 30 days. So the main thrust of what we're trying to do is to get this measure out of the way and off the table completely, so that we can, you know, continue our good work and our supply of consumers of excellent South African citrus for next year.
And just for clarity, Dion, how much time or how big a window do you have to move those containers into the market there? Because it's been quite some time they've been stuck there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's actually the big issue. I'm sure we're definitely into the hundreds of millions of cost for demurrage and detention and disruption. So that we'll deal with separately. But the point is, from the 14th of July, it started. The problem started to escalate, and so you can, you know, from the 14th till now, which is the 6th, 7th, 8th of August, so we've had 3 weeks of little sleep and a lot of organizing, but I think we've moved through the majority of the problems, but it was totally uncalled for and, as I said, disproportionate, and that's just, you know, just bad manners, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just trying to be disruptive. And I think there was, you know, and just to make another point, which I think is fantastic for South Africa, you know, the citrus industry over the last 8 years has grown from 110 to 160 million cartons. If you put that back into money terms, we've gone from 8 billion to 30 billion. So it's a fantastic source of foreign currency and income. And it's mostly for rural South Africa. So the growth of the 50 million that we went from in the last 8 years implied about 50,000 new jobs in rural South Africa. So it's an absolute diamond in the rural economy, and there's a huge amount of people that depend on the citrus industry for their livelihood. So, I mean, to have this wonderful gem in your midst, and we try our best to look after it to the benefit of all our people.
And at the center of this dispute with the EU authorities is they saying they're aiming to manage the potential spread of an insect called the false codling moth. That's a pest that's native to sub-Saharan Africa, but the Citrus Growers Association say we've had our own methods of dealing with this particular moth.
Yeah.
And what are those, and why isn't the EU happy with some of our methods?
Well, the point is that if you want to target false calling moths, it's quite within your right, and the EU is right; they can do that. Then you trade it horizontally with all the same. There are other countries with interceptions so high as 129. I mean, South Africa has had 15 in our worst year, and they have got no measures. So you need to deal with the problem then from any source it's coming off. The EU is not. So just showing the political nature of these measures, it's not and not geared towards the pest, but geared towards a country and especially towards citrus. So it's not horizontally dealt with. And that is our problem. If there was an issue, and just for good measure, false calling moth is a really little weak and a very fragile little moth. And over the 100 years it's been exported, it's never established in Europe. So we're a live experiment to show that the danger is absolutely nothing. So the measures are totally disproportionate to the really limited little pest that we have in South Africa. So unfortunately, we're into the stage where plant health is being misused for political gain, but it's worldwide, so we just need to deal with this one the same way we deal with all the others.
That's exactly what I was about to ask now. It doesn't sound like a trading issue anymore. It does sound a bit more political. Of course, South Africa's exports to Europe is only second to Spain. Do you feel that the EU is trying to trade more with Spain, or what's at stake here?
Well, we've been told openly that there's a political... There's election later the year in Spain, and the current government is on a serious threat of being dislodged, and they're trying their utmost to find any issue that they can raise for national support. And one issue is to address the subsidies or the lack of subsidies to the local citrus growers in Spain. And by taking South Africa on, it seems that if they are trying to look after their own. But as I said, there needs to be, in any trade dispute, there needs to be good data and good scientific research and facts behind it. In this case, there's none. They couldn't produce any, and that's why we're taking them to the WTO, because we're very confident that they will show that these measures are actually just politically motivated and there's no substance behind it.
And how much support have you gotten from government and the Department of Trade and Industry in taking this case to the World Trade Organization? Because this discussion seems to be at a higher level at government and diplomatic level now, not so much trade.
Yeah, well, the point is, I think the Minister of Trade and Industry was the one who put his toe in the water and said, look, this dispute is nothing but trade protection, and he filed for it. So we're extremely grateful. This is, as you rightly say, this issue been going on for a couple of years, but Mr. Patel took the baton on and he put his foot in the water for us, and we're extremely grateful because you can now really work at these things, and for the first time the EU is forced into a negotiation table where they have to explain themselves, not just just they do it and say this is fair from their point of view.
All right. Thank you very much. That was Dion Joubert from the Citrus Growers Association speaking to us. Of course, he is the special envoy of the market access there at the Citrus Growers Association, saying that this is no longer a trade issue, but it's escalated to a political issue where the battle between South Africa and Spain for exports of citrus into the EU is at play here. Not so much that moth that was spoken about, the false coddling moth that South Africa has been able to maintained for all these years, but all of a sudden the EU looking for changes in terms of the citrus coming from South Africa, and of course that's going to be costing a lot of the citrus growers from South Africa a lot of money in order to export to the EU. But Dion Joubert saying government is supporting them in order to approach the World Trade Organization as a mediator and helping them to get that citrus back into the EU market.